Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Is it superficial? Superficial wounds, or are they quite deep? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Certainly. Yeah. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, without seeing it, well, we wouldn't be able to dispense any antibiotics. They are prescription, so we need to legally see the pet before we can dispense any medications or pain relief or anything like that. If you're unable to do that, if you can take a photo and just send it to us, just so we can see exactly the extent. If there's just superficial grazings, you can use like a dilute betadine, like iodine solution. So you just want to turn the water just like a weak tea consistency, and then you can just bathe that area. However, I would not do that until we see exactly the extent, because if she's got really deep wounds, especially with chickens, and depending on where the wounds are, like they do have air sacs, so if there is a penetrating wound, you don't want to be filling that with fluid, because obviously they can aspirate there. Yeah, if you can send a photo first, that's probably the easiest thing. And do a good extensive look over her and just make sure that there isn't any wounds that are hidden by any of the feathers. If you can do that, obviously, with your husband home or whoever can hold the chicken. Totally understand. I'm a mum myself. Yeah. Now, depending on the area that the chicken's in, I definitely would probably just try and separate her into an area that isn't going to be like dusty or dirty or anything. So even a laundry or something like that. If she's a bit of a Freddy chicken, I don't know how many chickens you've got, but if you can maybe put another friend, not the one that's picking her, obviously, another friend in with her for socialization or whatever, just to keep her nice and calm. Just monitor that she's eating and drinking and everything. And until those wounds heal, we wouldn't be putting her out into any dusty type area where she could get like dirt and stuff in it. Ideally, if she could come in, that would be the best scenario. But if that's not possible, just trying to minimize any dirt or anything getting into those wounds would be the best thing. But yeah, if you can take a photo, you can email it to us and I can get one of the vets just to have a look over and then see what they would recommend. But yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, totally understand. Yes, I've been in that situation. I totally understand where you're coming from. So, yeah, logistically, it's just a nightmare trying to, rope and get everything all organised. So that's okay. But, yeah, if you can send an email just with as much detailed photo as you can up close to the actual area of concern, and I can put it past the doctor and then they can say whether or not, no, we really need to see for antibiotics or things like that, or whether or not bathing with betadine would be suitable in this situation. Yeah, no, we can definitely Yeah, so Yeah, no, we could definitely organise it that way. We don't mind at all. And what, you just wait in the car? Is that what you're saying? Or, yeah. Yeah, we've got a ramp if you need it, obviously. Yeah, totally understand. No, understand that. So yeah, even if you wanted to do it that way, that's fine, and we can either just phone you, or we can come down the car park and discuss things with you. That's okay. If you want to logistically work it that way, we can definitely work in with you and everything. So we do have a. Yeah, no, we can definitely work it that way. There's no problems doing it like that as well. We do have availabilities this afternoon if you were wanting to do that, but yeah, just send the photo first and we'll see what the doctor says to start with, and then we'll take it from there. Yep, sure. Oh, yeah, always. Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah. Yeah, certainly. Okay, well, we'll wait for your email and we'll take it from there. It will be, it's exotics with an S on the end, vet@mail.com is our email. Mail, yeah. Yeah, but it's exotics with an S. Okay, thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye.